Time for Stargazer. Our weekly look at what's happening in the world of astronomy and what's happening in the world of our nighttime skies. We are joined, as usual, by Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have for us?
Hey, Dave, it's good to be here. First off, we have Venus setting in the west at about 8:10 p.m. Following Venus will be Mars, also setting in the west around about 8:30 p.m. If you look back to the east, be sure to look out for Jupiter, which will rise above the horizon at 5:49 p.m.
Now, this week, Christopher has something sort of exciting for us. We're going to be learning a little bit more about how the approach to trying to search for life in outer space could be affected by a discovery here on Earth.
Tally-ho, my friend. So this week, we turn from outer space to inner space. We look at a story that begins here at home on Earth, but may have far-reaching consequences for our search for life in the universe. Astrobiologists from Yale University have discovered evidence that suggests life may be thriving deep beneath our feet, 12 miles beneath, to be exact.
Now, explain how this discovery was made, Christopher.
Well, there's no way researchers would be able to actually travel that deep to directly study the interior of the Earth. Instead, they relied on rocks that had been brought up to the Earth's surface by geological processes on Lopez Island in Washington State. These rocks had been brought up to the Earth's surface millions of years ago, carrying with them the history of what had occurred deep below the Earth's surface.
And what'd they find?
These researchers discovered a type of carbon in the rocks that is produced by microorganisms. These little guys had altered the chemistry of the rocks, and it's thought they did this deep within the interior of our planet. It is a very extreme environment. Deep inside the Earth, there are extreme temperatures and pressures, meaning that these little microorganisms managed to adapt to an environment that would be lethal to any human being.
Now, I'm starting to picture new spacecraft are going to have drilling devices of some kind to dig way down into wherever they're going.
You're on the right track. When we look for life on other planets, we tend to look for environments that would suit the life forms living on the surface of the Earth, like us. It's our only frame of reference. This new study suggests we should expand our horizons and open our minds to places deemed too extreme for life as we know it. Just as we shouldn't judge a book by its cover, we should definitely not judge a planet by the nature of its surface.
And who knows, we might find something good to eat down there.
I wouldn't bet on it.
Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, thank you for this week's report.
You're welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer.